Good afternoon. I hope you and your families are doing well, safe and healthy. Sometimes in life, a Shiloh comes up, a question arises, and you look into it, you research the Shiloh, and think it might not come up again or in other contexts. And that happened to me many years ago. A Shiloh that I looked into and kind of ignored it, and it's become that much more relevant and appropriate over the last couple of weeks. As some of you know, I run a camp over the summer, and certainly in the earlier years when the camp was smaller, I used to run davening for the elementary school boys. And the question arose, was I allowed to walk in front of pre-bar mitzvah boys while they're davening? Now, before I discuss an approach to answers, some sources to this question, it came up now because every week on Shabbos, and often during the week as well, certainly Mincha, I'll daven with a son or two. They're not yet bar mitzvahed, and they're davening behind me. Maybe I'm davening next to them, I need to walk somewhere. Is there a problem to walk in front of the Shmona Esrei that's being prayed by a katan, by a minor? So let's take a step back. The Gemara writes in Brachos, and Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Aser la'avor kineged ha'mispalelin. It's forbidden to walk in front, to pass in front of someone who's davening. The Gemara Zakasha, Eini, is this true? Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chalfi. Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they would pass in front of people who were davening. And the Gemara answers, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chutz la'arba amos hu dechalfi. They would pass in front of someone, but they were outside of Dal Amos, the prohibition, the problem, is only if you're in front of a person within their Dal Amos. And this halacha means that when a person's finished Shmona Esrei, if a person is davening behind them, and that person is still saying Shmona Esrei, a person is not allowed to take their steps back and enter into the Dal Amos of the one still saying Shmona Esrei. And this is the same Gemara. The Gemara that immediately precedes that statement of Rabbi Shuvan Levi says that Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba one time was davening behind his Rebbe Rav. Rav finishes davening. V'lopaske letzlusad Rabbi Yirmiyah. He didn't stop. He didn't interrupt. That's a simple pshat. At least in Rashi, he did not stop. He did not interrupt. He did not step into the Dal Amos of the Shmona Esrei of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. And that's the halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Beis, that one is not allowed to enter into the Dal Amos of another person saying Shmona Esrei. That's true whether one is just walking by, and even if one is taking their steps back after Shmona Esrei, they can't do so if the person behind them, within Dal Amos, is saying Shmona Esrei. That's the halacha. The Mefarshim give different reasons for this halacha. Why is it a problem? Why can't one walk in front of a person who's davening? There are two main reasons given. The Magen Avraham, in Siman Kuf Beis, writes that you'll mevatel the person's kavana. Walking in front of a person will detract from his kavana. It'll distract him. It'll bother him. A person feels or senses or sees the one walking in front of them. It'll take away from their kavana. They're standing lifnei ha-melech. They need to have kavana, whether you need kavana for the whole Shmona Esrei or only the first bracha. What's absolutely critical to your Shmona Esrei is a debate. But a person's kavanah is important, so one can't walk in front of the person. The Chai Adam, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, has a separate, a different reason. The Chai Adam says when a person is davening, the Shechina is present. The place where a person is standing is Admas Kodesh. The Shechina is there. It is not a covered to the Shechina to walk in and interrupt and step into that person's Shechina. A person davens, they create the Shechina. The Shechina is there, quite literally, to walk in front of, into that space is not appropriate. Now, we could spend a lot of time, there's a lot of discussion. If a person's eyes are closed, is that a problem? Maybe it won't detract from their kavana. Maybe it still will because they'll sense it. If a talus is overhead, the Be'er Halacha discusses. Rabbi Yashiv Zichertzak Devracha discusses a blind person. Let's say there's a glass partition
a mechitza, it's glass where it's separating, it's a separate reshus, but you see the person, shtenders, tables, benches separating. There's a discussion in the post if you're going to do a mitzvah, can a kohen go duchen? The person needs to go to the bathroom, and he potentially violates the prohibition about the shaksu. Those were all discussed in the poskim. Maybe it's dependent on these two reasons. And I'd like to focus for a few minutes about a katan. Is there a problem to walk into the space, the Dalet Amos space, of a child who's davening? Sometimes it comes up in shul. There could be a katan there who's not playing in the halls or at groups. But now that we're davening in our homes, this shaila is that much more relevant. So, the Eish Avram of Buchach, known as the Buchacher, Avram David, Ben Rav Asher Anshel Warman, late 1700s in Poland, the Eish Avram writes that even though this halacha is not dependent on the obligation to daven, a child has no obligation to daven, but there's no chiv, it doesn't matter. And even though the world is standing because of the Hevel Pihem, the words of holy matters, the Devarim Kedoshim, that are coming out, emanating from the mouths of a child, still says the Eish Avram, it is mutter to walk in front of a child who's davening. Why? Says the Eish Avram, a child has no kavana. The Gemara Chagiga Daf Bei says the machshava of a katan is not a real machshava in halacha. So since a child has no kavana, a child has no machshava, says the Eish Avram of Buchach, there's no problem walking in front of, so to speak, interrupting the kavana of the child. That's one approach. Eish Avram of Buchach. Most achronim, certainly contemporary poskim, don't go with this Eish Avram. Many write, it depends. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, quote on Halicha Shlomo, writes that the child reaches the age of chinuch, and might depend on the child, 7, 8 years old maybe, 9 years old, 10 years old. If a child reached the age of chinuch, then it's forbidden. If the child has not yet reached the age of chinuch, then it is not a problem. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman, in the footnotes, they write that Rosh Shlomo Zalman used to tell the story that when Rav Kook, Zichet Tzadik Livracha, one time wanted to leave the entrance of his house to go to the Beis Medrash. He noticed a child was davening and was, so to speak, blocking the door. Without even missing a beat, Rav Kook put on his coat. It was probably snowing that day because every story in Yerushalayim of a gadol, it was snowing. So it was probably snowing. He put on his coat. He walked out the front door, walked a few houses out of the way, in and around, and had to enter the Beis Medrash through a different entrance just to not disrupt the davening of a child. I don't know when the story took place, but when we were in Eretz Yisrael this past summer, we went to Rav Kook's house. They made a very nice museum, and it's interesting how the Beis Medrash feeds off his house. I'm not sure it's exactly the same setup as it was then. I think it was. But Rav Kook would take the long way, the circuitous route, to avoid interrupting the davening of a katan, and presumably in that story, the katan reached the age of chinuch, and therefore it's a problem. Rabbi Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in the Sefer Asher Ish, also writes, if the child has das, if the child understands what he's doing, what he's saying, doesn't necessarily mean he understands every word, but if a child understands, also, it's aser. The Sefer Ish Yisrael, they quote the Chazon Ish, also Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who writes, if the child is higia lechinuch, then it is aser. So you have the Eish Avram, Mibuchach, who's saying it's mutter, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, Rav Kook, the Chazon Ish, all say that it is aser if it's higia lechinuch, and mutter if lo higia lechinuch. There's actually a sefer called Dal Amos Shel Tefila. It's a whole sefer on this sugya. And he has a letter in the back of the sefer from Yaakov Kamenetsky, who writes the same thing, that if a child is higia lechinuch, then it's a problem. If the child has not yet reached the age of chinuch, then it is not a problem. However, it seems to me that there might be a third position. It could be that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, is of the opinion that no matter what, a child davening creates an isser to walk in front of him. Why do I say that? Well, in the back of the Sefer Isha Yisrael, they have 100+ short tshuvas of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, the questioner, the author of the Sefer, says, I heard of the psak of the Chazon Ish that it's usur to pass in front of a child's davening. And he asked Reb Chaim Kamenetsky, who's a nephew of the Chazon Ish, Reb Chaim Kamenetsky's father, the stipler, married the Chazon Ish's sister. So Reb Chaim Kamenetsky was very close with the Chazon Ish. They asked Reb Chaim, is it true? Ha'im Nachon HaShmua, is that Shmua that we heard in the Chazon Ish's name, that it's usur to pass in front of a child who's davening, is that true? And what age does that issur begin? Is that Gil? At what age Matchil HaIssur does the issur begin? And Reb Chaim writes, it's actually rather long, in Reb Chaim Kanievsky style. He says, Lo Shamati, I never heard this. I don't know exactly what the Chazon Ish said. Aval Hadin Emes. But the halacha is true. The din is correct. Whether the Chazon Ish said it or not, I do not know. Aval Hadin Emes, the din is true. The gam tfilas katan, tfila l'chol davar. The tfila of a katan is a valid and viable and potent tfila in all matters. Even to create an isser, to generate an isser of la'avor to pass in front of him. Now, it doesn't sound to me that Reb Chaim Kanievsky is drawing a distinction between a katan she'igilachinach and a katan she'loigilachinach. He doesn't draw a distinction between the age of the child. He just says, hadin emes, the din is true, the gam, also tilas katan, tilas chadomer. Reb Chaim Kanievsky also, there's a sefer called Das Nota, and in Tshuva Shin Nun Tes, he was asked, is it mutter to pass by a child davening? And Reb Chaim says, no. One word, lo. Reb Chaim could have said, it depends. He could have said, mutter im lo higi l'chinach. Reb Chaim Kanievsky does not write that. Reb Chaim, kidarka b'kodesh, like his holy way, writes one word, lo. It is not mutter. It is usher to pass in front of someone who is davening. Seems, perhaps, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, has a third approach. While the Eish L'Avram says it's mutter, Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv and the Chazon Ish say it depends. Higil Lechinuch Aser, Lo Higil Lechinuch Mutter. Maybe Reb Chaim Kanievsky is pasking that it's Aser regardless of the age of the Katan. Now, why do I say possibly? Because maybe any child who's davening is automatically Higil Lechinuch. It could be if a child is 4 years old, is 3 years old, and they're davening, that's not really considered even davening. I'm not sure. I think this point, if anyone has any thoughts, please reach out. A little bit Sarachian, but it seems that Reb Chaim Kanievsky is poskening that a child who's davening, it could be a child's 5 years old and very bright, that would be lo higi l'chinuch. No, unless that's called higi l'chinuch. If we were in person, I'm sure after Mincha Maariv, there'd be many people coming up to me and discussing this point. But that's the position of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So certainly, a child is Yigi Lechinach, 8, 9 years old, who's davening in our homes, we should not be passing in front of them, either because their kavanas, on their levels of kavana, maybe the shechina is still generated, but it would still be an isser. I'll end with an interesting point, nothing to do with the child, but Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked, if a person is davening on a donkey, sometimes you have to daven on a donkey. A person is traveling. It's not so common today. Maybe a car that he doesn't discuss. I'm assuming that will certainly be a mechitza. But the Gemara in Daf Lamed in Brachos talks about here, Rochiv al Chamor v'giyaz man tfila, had a daven on a donkey. If a person is davening on a donkey, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says a person cannot walk in front of that donkey, not because the donkey's davening, but because the person on the donkey's davening, and the shechina is still there, or I guess the shechina can be on a donkey, or the kavana will be nullified. Our davening creates a beautiful shechina, Makom Asher Ata Omid Admas Kodesh. Besides not walking in front of someone who's davening, we see something very beautiful, that the shechina is created in our homes, wherever we are when we're davening. Our Dal Amos is a Makom HaShechina, and we should treat that with appropriate holiness. Have a good night.